This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life leaders are upset over a court decision that compelled a federal agency to accommodate an abortion for the child of a 17-year-old detained as an illegal immigrant in Texas. SBA List President Marjorie Dannenfelser says the ACLU is pushing its larger agenda of making the U.S. a sanctuary nation for abortion. All parties expect the Trump administration to continue its opposition to such participation in abortion. The UN's Catalina de Vandes is urging nations to crack down on a systemic violence of forced sterilization and abortion on women and girls with disabilities. The special rapporteur at the UN says eugenics is a big motive behind such practice. De Vandes calls for the worldwide criminalization of such practices. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Pennsylvania is the latest to attempt the ban of Down syndrome abortions. When Iceland touted its eradication of Down syndrome, actress Patricia Heaton was quick to respond, saying on social media, "Iceland isn't actually eliminating Down syndrome. They're just killing everybody that has it. Big difference." Baylor University College of Medicine is making strides in conquering spina bifida in prenatal surgery. A related New York Times photo at Life News speaks volumes of life and its value. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.